talking to census today. We've done this a number of times throughout 2020. The 2020 census is taking place. But have you filled it out? Are you counted? We're going to get some help here from folks from Elyria. We've got Mark Ballard, the second, the mayor's liaison, also with us. We have with us Jeff Baxter, who is with the Urban League. He's a guild officer. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us on. Thank you.
Starting with you, Mark, a little bit. We talked previously with folks from Elyria about getting the census. Of course, it's every area tries to, I guess, you know, get as many people as possible. And the latest update I saw was that the city of Elyria response rate at about 64%. That's up a little bit. Obviously, we'd like to get 100%. But talk about the importance, really, of getting counted.
Yeah, yes, sir. So there's three kind of major and key components why it's important to be counted. First is being that $675 billion, that's billion with a B, are spent supporting our state, county, and local communities' vital programs. The second is, you know, this census data is used for a reapportion of the House of Representatives. That means it determines how many congressional seats our state will have. And the third is local governments use the census data for planning, public safety, and emergency preparedness. So three key, vital, important reasons to fill out your census.
Jeff, one sort of the reason that the Urban League, Lorain County Urban League, is getting so heavily involved in an effort like this?
You know, I think the Urban League is used in, you know, in a lot of ways to get information out into the community. And you know, there are people that work with us in the guild, volunteers and such as myself. You know, we expect to be to do that kind of thing. And the census is a perfect opportunity for us to do that in a way that helps everybody just across the city, the county, the state. So that's why the Urban League is involved.
For either of you, these are kind of different times with the virus out there. How do you think that's impacted what you're trying to get done here?
Yeah, so it's impacted us greatly. Like we really are living our testament of stepping into the technological age. So technology has played a huge part. Not being able to go door to door, not being able to have those kind of meet and greet sessions, and having those being able to explain to folks. It's kind of, you know, it's different, but we're an adaptive culture. We're an adaptive group of people, and you know, the county is just doing an excellent job. We're one of the reasons why Ohio by itself is ranked seventh in the nation with census response rate. And that's because we're sitting at 68% response. Like you said, we want to get that number to 100, but right now we're doing pretty good.
What's the timeline for this? I know everything's kind of sort of delayed, or at least the rollout of people knocking on doors has been kind of slow down a bit, but are people, you know, how long do they have to do this?
So we have I'm sorry, go ahead, Jeff.
No, I was going to say that the original date was around August 1st. The hope was to have everything done. You know, I think that there's a date being evaluated that may be pushed back a little bit longer, but with this data, you know, there's some important decisions that the state and federal governments have to make in order to finish getting the numbers all pulled together and in presenting them to all the the congressional and the presidential people, so that they can then take action to redraw districts for next year and lots of things like that. So I think it's going to be pushed back a little bit because I think it looks like about a 2-month window.
Obviously, some people have never filled out these forms before. What do you say to those people who think, well, why do I have to do this, or why do I need to share personal information?
Again, it goes back to how important this is and what the census is used for. That's $675 billion that are coming into our community, whether that be, you know, rec centers, summer programs, being able to provide just emergency services. There's just so many important factors, and those numbers reflect, and we want Ohio to be reflected well.
Yeah, I'll back that up too, and that, you know, there's just lots of reasons. You know, new businesses look at census data when they make decisions on where to build or put a new store that they're going to be working with. You know, It affects the funds that Elyria and Lorain County communities and get in regards to funds for government programs in all those areas. It helps in development of rural areas because the farm aid programs work on census basis as well. When there's a natural disaster, if we have floods or things like that, it helps estimate the number of people so that they can then try and judge how FEMA responds in situations. So the way that census data is used is just it's just many different ways.
And it comes mainly from how many people are living in your household.
That's it.
The age and the gender specifically, kind of. What about the hard to count people? I guess that's a phrase we've heard a number of times, hard to count. Who are they and why are they hard to count?
Well, I think one of the harder ones to count is young children. For a lot of reasons, I think people don't want to have their children counted. And that's one of the areas that a concentration was made on this year, is trying to understand how to tell people that they do need to have their young children counted because they count just as much as an adult in the census.
Yeah, and to piggyback on that, minority groups and folks who may not speak English, like those Spanish-speaking communities, there's sometimes hard to count areas as well. So we just want to reach out and be able to tap into all aspects of our community and make sure no one is forgotten.
Yeah.
Where do we go to fill out the census? I know that there was, I've talked in the past that I got a postcard, then I got another postcard, and then I filled something out, but then I got another information. How do we know, what's the procedure for this for people who maybe discarded that or didn't pay attention to that mail that came, or maybe they just want to get it filled out? How do we do that?
Yeah, so people can go and call 1-800-320-2020, or they can go to 2020census.gov, and everything will be explained via phone, helping out, or they can log on, like this technological generation, and fill it out online.
Yeah, and online means from your tablet, from a desktop computer, or from your phone.
And you think
all those different ways.
Right. And a lot of the people maybe think they didn't have enough time. Now they got a lot of time on their hands, so they could spend a moment to fill out the census that really would have an impact really for the next decade, because that's the distance between it. You talked about those kids. Some of those are teenagers now who were just young kids at the other 2010 census. And so every 10 years is maybe a big shift or a chance to sort of reset or get that most accurate information out there, right?
Yeah, yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Well, we appreciate both joining us this morning and encourage people, again, if you have not done so, to fill out the 2020 census. Jeff Baxter joining us from the Lorain County Urban League and also from the city of Elyria. We've got Mark Ballard II. We appreciate both of you joining us this morning and, again, get people out there to be counted because we all count, right?
Yes, sir.
That's right. We all count.
Thank you all.
Thanks
very
much,
Bruce. Great day.
Thanks. You too.